This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'll give you $10, Sue Thomas.
Oh, I love it.
If you can come
know.
Up with the title of this song, ready?
Okay.
Just take a wild stab.
Ding ding.
Dig a ding ding.
Yeah.
It's dig a ding ding.
Oh, sorry. Dig a ding ding.
This is Michael LeGrand. Alex Ritchie's here from Y98. Fred, the Hall of Famer, as well. I like this song, and here's why. I was talking about the show, The Studio, with Seth Rogen on Apple TV Plus, and I'll sit there sometime with. I use this thing, mm-hmm. SoundHound, which is like there's another. Whatever,
yeah, it's
more
Shazam.
Popular. Shazam. I use SoundHound.
Yeah.
But I heard this, and it was such a cool little song, so I had to pull it for some bumper music. But I just love that the title is Dig-a-Ding-Ding. D-I-G-U-E-Ding-Ding. Michael LeGrand.
I think that counts for Sue getting it right.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Yeah,
you,
right.
you
I didn't
did
get
pretty
the
well.
Dig-a-ding. Sorry about that.
Hey, I went into my friendly neighborhood Walmart. How are you, Alex? First
I'm
of
well.
All,
you know, I'm doing.
Say hi to you. My
I know.
Goodness.
You just jumped right in.
I'm sorry about that. I have a lot on my mind. I have some good stuff here coming up after Sue's news as well. But I went into my friendly neighborhood Walmart in High Ridge. I love my High Ridge Walmart. Go there pretty much 4 or 5 times a week.
See that
my
many?
I see my. Jeez. Yeah, because. I like to go to the store.
That kind of seems like that many times a week is a hobby.
Yes.
All right, maybe
your hobby is going to Walmart.
Okay, wait a second here. Maybe 3 times. Well, I mean 4 times in a 7-day period. 4 times,
that's
not
a lot.
That tells me you need to be way more efficient when you're at a Walmart, dude.
That's exactly right.
What are we doing? What are we doing going to Walmart 4 or 5?
All
at
right,
this
all right.
point,
I'm going to say you might have a point here.
Yes.
Mark,
dude,
I'm on
are you
your
kidding
side.
Me? No.
I'm on your side on this because I'm probably 3 times a week.
That's also insane.
What are you
you guys are
doing?
Out of your mind.
Here, here's,
totally agree.
Here, one thing that I do, and maybe
thank
I'm
you,
convincing
Sue. Hit
myself.
That, hit that dinger one more time. Thank you.
Yesterday morning, I had to go up because I was, and this is where the story takes us, so thank you. I was out of Diet Coke, so I needed to go up to the Walmart. But this story goes back to Saturday when I was last at the Walmart. So yesterday was what? Tuesday? So yeah, I've been there twice in 4 days. That doesn't seem excessive to me. But there were some, I was going up to the... It doesn't. I was going up to where...
50%.
You didn't realize you're going to run out of Diet Coke. Why don't you just buy enormous amounts?
This, again, walks me into the whole point of my story. So I'm there on Saturday morning. I'm at the end cap where my 24 packs of Diet Coke usually are, all right? Not too far from the frozen section. And I'm stumped just a little bit. I'm looking at the kid. There's some people right behind me. They're trying to get some Sprite. And I think I'm in their way. And you can sense it, you know, when someone's trying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just noticing that the 24 packs are now 18 packs.
Oh, yeah.
Same price?
Oh.
Pretty close.
Wow.
Pretty close to the same price. So I don't know. I haven't Googled this, but I don't know if this is just a Walmart thing. Is this, you know, because it could be Walmart trying to increase their margins.
Normal size cans?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Okay. Let's see. I'll just Google this. Diet Coke 24 packs and see if there's like a news story that says Diet Coke is getting rid of.
Nothing.
No, it doesn't say that.
My question is yeah, I guess getting back to the why you're at Walmart, like,
thank you.
Is the sell by date can't be that different if you're going in the same week.
Look, dude, I need things. It's only like 8 minutes from my house, so I go up to get bunny greens. A lot of times I need stuff for Oreo. Should I be more efficient? Yes, but I'm not. Like, my wife gets things from Instacart and spends too much money, and she goes to Deerberg's, and so I don't do that. I go to the Walmart. I feel at peace with my people at the High Ridge Walmart.
Which is crazy, because I find this incredibly fascinating, as
me?
I'm someone that tries to spend as little amount of time in any Walmart.
It's very
I'm comfortable there.
I mean,
Alex,
this is really
say?
Honestly. Is this like your type of yoga?
Well, here's what's
like
funny.
Yoga. This is like a mental. It's like your therapy.
I was telling my daughter this story. You know, because
cool off. I'm going to the Walmart.
She knows my friend Rick Niner in Las Vegas, and Rick lives up from this grocery store called Albertsons. It's a chain out there, right? Yeah. So when I'm there in Las Vegas visiting him, because I don't stay on the Strip, I'm at his house. We'll go down to Albertsons and get stuff, and I mean everything is about $10 more than we pay here ordinarily. Anyway, and I said to him, like, do you ever go to, well, I knew the answer. I said, you never go to Walmart. He goes, poof. I said, do you ever go to Target? He won't even go to Target. He's such an elitist. But there are people that will not go into a Walmart, right? Okay. I don't really care because a couple of things. I no longer care what I look like, so I can go to the Walmart basically in my pajamas like everyone else. And I feel
slippers.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do like the lower prices despite the trade war that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the question. The question is, what are you doing there four times
a week? Right,
because
I'm not opposed.
What are you buying?
We're not opposed. Sue and I aren't opposed to going to Walmart.
Fred is on my side here.
I am.
Okay, like Saturday morning, I had to run out and get a few things for the weekend. I got my Diet Coke. I got my greens. I got some stuff for dinner. Yesterday, I think I needed I didn't need Diet Coke again. I didn't realize I'd gone through so much, and a couple other things. Now, I don't have any other plans to go to Walmart this week yet, and it's Wednesday, so maybe I cut back on my trips, Alex.
You sound like my 24-year-old cousin that lives by himself and goes and just buys like a couple things at a time, and then he's like, well, I'll get the rest tomorrow. It's like, what are we... There's no reasoning behind this.
To your point, I'm not the person that fills up an entire cart and walks out of the Walmart. No, I do buy fewer. Like, my cart's probably got 20 items to 25.
I
think this can be solved by list making. But I find that maybe not. Fred, what are you buying three times a week?
Yeah, do you guys, like, forget stuff?
Yeah.
Or, like, get what you're needing, you're like, I'll come back.
Something's always added onto the list on the refrigerator when I get back.
It's something
like, oh, wow,
is always added to the
and
list.
I like shopping.
Yes.
I like going to the store. It's something where I have control over everything.
I like this
too.
So
I like to shop.
This is it.
The Walmart kings.
Uh-huh.
I love all this, Fred.
Yeah. They like the control. That's interesting.
We are on
Team
Walmart.
What are you controlling?
There's just a lot of stuff in your life you don't have control over.
Oh,
this
I
is
see.
Something I have control over.
Trips to Walmart.
I'm not sure. What
they're simple.
Okay. How about old Fred Mottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Couple simple guys here, you know?
Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Man, I'm being judged. I am being judged. Not only for going to the Walmart.
We need an executive order to stop this judging.
I do.
Yeah. On this day in history, 60 years ago, in 1965, the Astrodome opened. And they had an exhibition game between the Astros and the Yankees. And it was Mickey Mantle who hit the stadium's first home run. Isn't that nuts?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising.
No. I just don't think about Mickey Mantle coming into the 60s
seem like kind of recent for like Mickey Mantle?
Yes, that must have been at the end of it. Well, Fred would know. Is that at the end of his career,
toward,
Fred?
Toward the end.
Yeah.
But he was still playing there because I have Mickey Mantle cards when I was collecting in the late 60s.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. By the way, the Astrodome was the first fully enclosed sports stadium, the first air-conditioned event venue of its size, seating over 70,000 fans. They had enough space to include an indoor chapel and a bowling alley.
I will bring in tomorrow my program from the Astrodome during the first year what the yearbook looked like for the Astros in the Astrodome.
Did you go?
Just talking about all the features in the Astrodome.
It was a legitimate, question on Sue's part, though, if you went.
No, I didn't. I picked it up at an estate sale.
Oh, okay. Of course. I should have known that, Fred. And 46 years ago today, in 1979, We just had Christopher Walken on yesterday. Well, in the SNL skit.
No, he joined us live. He was here in the studio.
Was
it was awesome to see him again.
You said that. I was like, are you kidding? Why didn't I come in on Tuesday this week?
Oh, my gosh. But he won Best Supporting Actor for The Deer Hunter, which I've never watched. Is it good, Mark, or no?
That is a movie I've never seen.
You've never seen it?
Never seen The Deer Hunter.
I haven't either.
Have you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Wow, I don't even know what it's about.
I'm pretty sure
the title should tell me.
No, I don't. It doesn't, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
It's not really about going to the woods in Howard County like I do and killing deer. But I know that I've tried to watch it. Like, this was decades ago, and I'm like, I don't think so. So I gave. But that's a rare classic movie that I haven't seen. Most of them I have.
Thought for sure you'd see that. How about a little music for this? Because also in that year, Donna Summer won with this song.
So let's dance.
Come on.
A lot of dancing going on in the studio.
Let's dance tonight. Let's dance. Let's
wow. That's what we summer. Like to call just an absolute banger right
there. Yes, it is. 100%. Wow. Ah, Donna Summer. Anyway, she won for her smash Last Dance. It won an Oscar for the best original song. It was actually associated with a movie called Thank God It's Friday, which I'd never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of, that song does come on. It's just like, woo! That should be a requirement to hear this song every Friday morning. It does give you that Friday vibe. Like, here we go. There we go. Mark's dancing now. Okay.
I think we used to do that at wedding receptions when I played music. At wedding receptions, it's a big hit to play
might have
really
to
late
have
in the night.
Have them add that to the, if it gets Mark dancing like he just did right now.
It's a preview.
First of all, if it gets Mark there in general,
did we decide that's a win.
I'm still hoping not.
Double your gift if you don't go.
I don't think I've gotten the official invitation yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, so we'll see if I get the official
invitation.
It's coming.
It's on the
way. Alex is getting married at the end of June. I do have the dates blocked off, but you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
God bless Uber for doing this every year because it's one of my favorite things. Uber has released its annual Lost and Found Index that looks at the stuff we left behind in the ride shares last year.
Fun.
Now, the most common things are, of course, the usual phone, wallet, keys, luggage, headphones. Okay, here's what they've had left over the last 12 months. A mannequin with human hair, ooh, a chainsaw, a urinal, Shrek ears, two mattresses, an aquarium, a unicycle, a huge bouquet of 100 roses, a plunger, a sewing machine, some Cornish hens, and divorce papers.
Can I throw a flag
that's
on this?
Crazy.
Really?
Yes.
You're
mattresses?
Two mattresses?
Two mattresses.
It seems purposeful.
It does seem purposeful. Oh. They might be twins.
They couldn't find room on the side of the highway to leave the mattresses.
For right, they had to take them to their daughter
at college. It'll be the Uber driver's problem, not
that's
ours.
Right. And they have weird food items as well, a 5-gallon bucket of beans, 175 sliders, a bucket of feta, a gallon of Sunny D, and someone left behind 108 eggs.
Hey,
that's
a fortune right there.
I know.
Wow.
So that is what people have left in the Uber over the last year. I don't know how you get a urinal in there or why, but okay.
Some of these Uber drivers need to have some more criteria here. Like, hey man, sorry,
standards.
you're gonna have to rent a car.
That's
like,
right.
I'm not the urinal's not coming with us.
I bet I do like to chat it up with my Uber drivers because they have stories.
I bet you do.
In Vegas in particular. Oh, they have stories.
Oh, I can't.
Can I ever tell you the story about that? We were on the way to the airport one time, and it was like earlier in the morning. It was during virtual teaching, and Annie was like teaching her 5th grade class and doing something on her phone, like on the way to the airport. At the same time, the Uber driver picked us up. It was the guy and his girlfriend, and I kid you not, they were smoking a blunt. During the ride, everything that was going on during this whole ride was like straight out of a movie. It was like she was teaching 5th grade, I was just hanging out. These people were smoking doobies. The girlfriend was there. It was crazy.
Wow.
You see, you do get some stories out of the Ubers.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Will hot dog towers be the big barbecue trend this summer? It's a question on all of our minds, I'm sure.
Hot dog towers?
Question. Yes. Well, you see, restaurants have started adding them as a cheaper alternative to your classic seafood tower. You take a multi-tiered serving platter and put different types of hot dogs around it. All three levels could be hot dogs. Or you can use one level for fries. Maybe the top tier for condiments, not ketchup. Just don't load. You could just put anything on there, I guess you want. Mm-hmm. It's all about presentation. A place in South Carolina called Sir Wiener's. That's right. It's taking responsibility for the trend. They partnered with an upscale place called Lamar's last fall and added a hot dog tower to the menu. And the owner of Sir Wiener's says, people love it because it's over the top. It's perfect mix of ridiculous and delicious.
Three different types of hot dogs?
Yeah, I wonder about that too,
what,
Fred.
What are the different types?
Probably like a cheddar beef or jalapeno and
kosher. Oh.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Nathan's Famous.
Probably
though.
A Hebrew National thrown in there or something as
I
well.
I would agree with you that Nathan's are the best.
See, I love a good, we'll even do that for dinner every once in a while. You know, you get stuck and I'll put some hot dogs on the grill and you do them like the Chicago dogs.
Do you cut them
little
down the
celery
middle?
So I don't. I do not. No.
I personally...
A lot of people do that, right?
Split well, them? I don't cut them, but when it splits opens when I know that it's been cooked long enough for my liking.
Yeah, that's well, there's fair. Nothing wrong with that.
But I do enjoy it split down the middle because I think it gives you a little crevasse,
I guess
would say,
oh my gosh.
Where you could put the... I'm a mustard man myself
100%,
as well,
100%, thank you.
Alex and I know each other pretty well, but I was really unaware of your being a connoisseur of wieners.
They call me the glizzy god.
See?
They do.
They've
really,
been
they do? Who does?
You know, they.
The look that Mark has given me is, you know.
Yeah, it's because I know when you're so full of crap.
All right, and finally in Sue's news, just ramping off of what Alex said, I will bring you this random fact. There is a difference between a crevice and a crevasse.
Was that
what?
Really your fact?
Uh-huh.
You're kidding.
Wow. Nope. I've got several from which to choose.
I didn't see that at all. I didn't see her paper. I swear that
like
was not
like a California psychic.
That was unbelievable.
There is a difference between a crevice and a crevasse. A crevice is a small crack. A crevasse is an enormous one. So if you see a crevasse in the earth, that's because it's huge. If you see just a crevice, it's smaller.
Mm.
And that's it for Susan.
And the crevasse, I cut it all the way, you know, end to end. So
it's
a crevasse.
All relative.
Especially if you got a foot long.
My brain is so frozen over that. I just think that's fascinating because I thought it was just a word where you would say crevice, and if you wanted to sound fancier, you would say crevasse.
Oh, yeah, no.
So did I.
Kind of like foyer and foyer.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I do.
All right, there you go. We'll go out with Dig a Ding Ding here. We're coming back. I have an amazing series of audio cuts to play you coming up here from a story that was in the LA Times that involves payphones, and I think you're going to be dazzled by it. Coming up.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hanging out with Alex Rich in the studio on a Wednesday afternoon. He works over at our sister station, Y98. We have the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer, Sue Thomas, Ethan Hannaford. Ethan helped me with this project here that I'm going to share with you. And I found it interesting. So this was in the LA Times. Let me ask this question of Ethan, because he's the youngest member in the room. Have you ever used a payphone in your life? Probably not, right?
Not that I can remember, no.
Alex, how about you?
You know, I don't think I've also ever used a payphone.
I have two great memories of using payphones. One was when I was in college at Mizzou, covering a big trial in the Boone County Courthouse. And when the verdict was read, I had to wait in line to use the payphone.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my gosh.
And the other one was during the halftime of the Super Bowl in Atlanta when the Rams won the Super Bowl. I waited in a huge long line at halftime to call my wife and tell her what I was seeing at the Super Bowl, because there's a line of people waiting for the payphone.
Who performed at that Super Bowl?
What year was that?
He was on the phone.
Phil Collins.
Oh, nice.
Well, I bring it up because here's the story that was in the LA Times. And I'll kind of read, without even reading the headline, I'll kind of read you the narration of the story here and walk you into this audio, which is really, really interesting and compelling. Alexis Wood received a notification on her phone. It was an anonymous call from a payphone. She listened and was momentarily paralyzed, and then she couldn't stop crying. The call wasn't completely unexpected. Days earlier, Wood and her partner, Adam Trunell, had gone prowling for working Los Angeles payphones, and they placed stickers on them that invited passerbys to make a free call to a recorded line to what they said was say goodbye. And she says what surprised her was the message. And I'm going to play you some of these messages, because this was something that they did. They put these stickers on payphones and they set up a recorded line. I also think this is going to be a documentary, because they alluded in...
Must be.
Yeah, they alluded in the story that the partner that she has, the dude, is a documentary filmmaker, and they're going to do something with this. So there are not a lot of payphones that exist at all in America. There's a couple hundred, I guess, still in Los Angeles. But keep in mind that, you know, Los Angeles is a huge, huge area. There's 149 that remain. Usually next to like a 7-Eleven or something like that, right? You may have a payphone. So this is called the Goodbye Line. It's more than a year old. There's a Instagram account called Goodbye Line. And people pick up the phone. They get curious and they call this recorded service. Sometimes they leave their name and they give permission to use their name. Sometimes they say, you know, I don't want my name shared. But Ethan, you'll have to admit, listening to these was pretty fascinating this morning.
Yeah, there was. I mean, it gives you an idea of like how much you don't know is going on in people's lives, like behind the scenes that we walk by. I mean, especially when you're in a city, you walk by hundreds of thousands of people daily, and you have no idea what's going on in that person's life, what's going on behind the scenes for them. So I think you almost got this behind the scenes feeling for some of these people to a sneak peek into their lives, which I thought was kind of cool.
I think you're right about that. But what's interesting is, why would they do it in this particular fashion? And one of the things they pointed out in the LA Times story is that you use a payphone different than you use a cell phone. It doesn't have a camera. It's not in your pocket, right? You say goodbye in a place that's different from where you do most of your business. You hear a dial tone. That's the sound of waiting. Then you leave a message as if you just dug a hole in the ground. That's how they describe it in there. But let me pay you some of the people that have been inspired to call this. And you can go online to Instagram. It's Goodbye Line. I followed it this morning, and they have all the recordings of the calls up there that people have made.
I've never used a payphone before. It's the very first time I've done it. And I came up to it because I was wondering whether or not this is actually a real payphone or not, and it turns out it is a real payphone. That's fascinating. I'm 28. I'm not that old, not that young. So, you know, I have a vague memory of payphones and people using them. But, never done so myself, and then I saw this sticker, and I guess I wanted to mourn the death of the payphone. There's something beautiful about the communal sweat and voices that have poured their essences into this phone that I'm holding. It's right outside of a police station, too, so I'm sure it's been a site for both, Joel.
Yeah, how about that? That one, that one's right next to a police station. Now, one thing that you're quickly going to discover here, and I think you already have, is the quality of a payphone is not very good.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So, and I apologize for that. But here's a young woman named Brittany.
My name is Brittany from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Los Angeles. I want to say goodbye to my old self that was innocent, pure, and young. Now I'm in L.A., hooked on cocaine powder, and I feel like I'm a different person. I feel like I am not myself anymore, and I want to say goodbye to the old me that cared about everything, and hopefully I'll get to see that person again. But for right now, like, my main mission is to make money to get some more powder cocaine so I can feel myself, so I can feel like I'm alive again, so I can feel like, you know, I can feel alive.
How about that?
Wow,
I mean, that is extremely sad. And to Ethan's point, you know, you don't know that you walk by someone like Brittany and that she's feeling like, and this is what happened with addicts, that her whole mission is to, you know, to feed the addiction.
Yeah, so if you want to see me in person, well, see my life story, follow me on Instagram at scumbag90210. I'm a photographer as well.
So she's trying to sell her business. Here's another one here.
Wow.
Crazy. It's been a few years. It's felt like forever since you left. Physically, you're still here.
This is one where the guy was actually saying goodbye to someone that he didn't, you know, he didn't have a chance to say goodbye to.
Either a friendship or a relationship that no longer had.
Right. This is one about an old father, right?
Hello, Goodbye Line. Want to say goodbye to my old self. I used to be very fat, used to not care about myself, used to not take care of myself, and now I'm on my way to my first bodybuilding show in July. So that makes me very excited, and I want to say goodbye to my old self on this last payphone here in Altadena, California. So, yeah, goodbye to my old self.
That one's not there anymore. It went up in the fire, probably, payphone.
I was relieved to hear that one, though, because a lot of these were really sad.
I bet.
And this one was so positive, mm-hmm. So I thought it was kind of cool, but I was also a little relieved to hear, someone's finally saying goodbye to something that they are happy to get rid of.
And so I read the slug here, by the way, and I thought it said father because it says, the way that you typed it out is man says goodbye, and we only see a certain amount of the words on the screen. And it says too old, fat, and I thought it was father, but he was
too
actually...
Old, fat self, old, I fat think is self, what I
right. But this one is to a mom.
Mom, I didn't get the chance to say anything to you. The morning you passed, the night before we actually argued about grades, I was in middle school. And you were upset about my grades and you thought that I might kind of squander my education, things like that. But I think you'd be pretty proud if you could see where I'm at now. It's not the best in the world, but I did something with my life. So I love you and I miss you. And this has been a long overdue goodbye. I hope you're doing well.
I mean, that one's really
emotional. I don't know
emotional.
If I could take
wow.
this.
I mean, that wow. is, so people are looking at these signs and they're like, okay, they're spilling their guts in some situations. This is a guy who says goodbye to his late brother.
I want to say goodbye to my brother, Emerson. Man, it's just too much. It's a lot. I wish I could say. I wish I could run a lot of shit back, but I can't. I can't even say it. I could just move forward, so I really can't.
Yeah, that one, that's Oof. A real sad one. This one is saying goodbye to, this one's more positive because she says goodbye to a disease.
Hi there. Yeah. Thank you for creating the goodbye line. I'd like to share a little story. I went to a tropical place and picked up a tropical disease, and it's been a very long journey in getting rid of this tropical disease. And I just found out today that the disease, which is called leishmaniasis, is now gone from my body. So I'd like to say goodbye to that wretched thing and move on with my life and see more beautiful tropical places once again. Bye.
How about awesome? That's pretty awesome, right?
It's interesting, too, that they made it the goodbye line so that people could interpret that whatever way they'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's wide interpretation. In fact, here's our favorite, maybe.
Hey, Raquel, you was always a bitch, and I'm glad you did. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okay, dokie.
That's one way to use the goodbye line. We're coming back with more on a Wednesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Hanging out with Alex Rich in the studio on a Wednesday afternoon. He works over at our sister station, Y98. We have the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer, Sue Thomas, Ethan Hannaford. Ethan helped me with this project here that I'm going to share with you. And I found it interesting. So this was in the LA Times. Let me ask this question of Ethan, because he's the youngest member in the room. Have you ever used a payphone in your life? Probably not, right?
Not that I can remember, no.
Alex, how about you?
You know, I don't think I've also ever used a payphone.
I have two great memories of using payphones. One was when I was in college at Mizzou, covering a big trial in the Boone County Courthouse. And when the verdict was read, I had to wait in line to use the payphone.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my wow. gosh.
And the other one was during the halftime of the Super Bowl in Atlanta when the Rams won the Super Bowl. I waited in a huge long line at halftime to call my wife and tell her what I was seeing at the Super Bowl, because there's a line of people waiting for the payphone.
Who performed at that Super Bowl?
What year was that?
He was on the phone.
Phil Collins.
Oh, nice.
Well, I bring it up because here's the story that was in the LA Times. And I'll kind of read, without even reading the headline, I'll kind of read you the narration of the story here and walk you into this audio, which is really, really interesting and compelling. Alexis Wood received a notification on her phone. It was an anonymous call from a payphone. She listened and was momentarily paralyzed. And then she couldn't stop crying. The call wasn't completely unexpected. Days earlier, Wood and her partner, Adam Trunell, had gone prowling for working Los Angeles payphones, and they placed stickers on them that invited passerbys to make a free call to a recorded line to what they said was say goodbye. And she says what surprised her was the message. And I'm going to play you some of these messages because this was something that they did. They put these stickers on payphones and they set up a recorded line. I also think this is going to be a documentary because they alluded in
must be.
Yeah, they alluded in the story that the partner that she has, the dude, is a documentary filmmaker, and they're going to do something with this. So there are not a lot of payphones that exist at all in America. There's a couple hundred, I guess, still in Los Angeles. But keep in mind that, you know, Los Angeles is a huge, huge area. There's 149 that remain. Usually next to like a 7-Eleven or something like that, right? You may have a payphone. So this is called the Goodbye Line. It's more than a year old. There's an Instagram account called Goodbye Line. And people pick up the phone. They get curious. And they call this recorded service. Sometimes they leave their name and they give permission to use their name. Sometimes they say, you know, I don't want my name shared. But Ethan, you'll have to admit, listening to these was pretty fascinating this morning.
Yeah, there was, I mean, it gives you an idea of, like, how much you don't know is going on in people's lives, like, behind the scenes. That we walk by, I mean, especially when you're in a city, you walk by hundreds of thousands of people daily, and you have no idea what's going on in that person's life, what's going on behind the scenes for them. So I think you almost got this behind-the-scenes feeling for some of these people to a sneak peek into their lives, which I thought was kind of cool.
I think you're right about that, but what's interesting is why would they do it in this particular fashion? And one of the things they pointed out in the LA Times story is that you use a payphone different than you use a cell phone. It doesn't have a camera. It's not in your pocket, right? You say goodbye in a place that's different from where you do most of your business. You hear a dial tone. That's the sound of waiting. Then you leave a message as if you just dug a hole in the ground. That's how they describe it in there. But let me play you some of the people that have been inspired to call this. And you can go online to Instagram. It's Goodbye Line. I followed it this morning, and they have all the recordings of the calls up there that people have made.
Never used a payphone before. It's the very first time I've done it. And I came up to it because I was wondering whether or not this is actually a real payphone or not, and it turns out it is a real payphone. Fascinating. I'm 28. I'm not that old, not that young. So, you know, I have a vague memory of payphones and people using them. But, never done so myself, and then I saw this sticker, and I guess I wanted to mourn the death of the payphone. There's something beautiful about the communal sweat and voices that have poured their essences into this phone that I'm holding. It's right outside of a police station, too, so I'm sure it's been a sight for both, Joel.
Yeah, how about that? That one, that one's right next to a police station. Now, one thing that you're quickly going to discover here, and I think you already have, is the quality of a payphone is not very good.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So, and I apologize for that. But here's a young woman named Brittany.
My name is Brittany from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Los Angeles. I want to say goodbye to my old self that was innocent, pure, and young. Now I'm in L.A., hooked on cocaine powder, and I feel like I'm a different person. I feel like I am not myself anymore, and I want to say goodbye to the old me that cared about everything, and hopefully I'll get to see that person again. But for right now, like, my main mission is to make money to get some more powder cocaine so I can feel myself, so I can feel like I'm alive again, so I can feel like, you know, I can feel alive.
How about that?
Wow,
I mean, that is extremely sad. And to Ethan's point, you know, you don't know that you walk by someone like Brittany and that she's feeling like, and this is what happened with addicts, that her whole mission is to, you know, to feed the addiction.
Yeah, so if you want to see me in person, well, see my life story, follow me on Instagram at scumbag90210. I'm a photographer as well.
So she's trying to sell her business. Here's another one here.
Wow.
Crazy. Well, it's been a few years. It's felt like forever since you left. It's physically, you're still here.
This is one where the guy was actually saying goodbye to someone that he didn't, you know, he didn't have a chance to say goodbye to.
So either a friendship or a relationship that no longer had.
Right. This is one about an old father, right?
Hello, goodbye line. Want to say goodbye to my old self. I used to be very fat, used to not care about myself, used to not take care of myself, and now I'm on my way to my first bodybuilding show in July. So that makes me very excited, and I want to say goodbye to my old self on this last payphone here in Altadena, California. So, yeah, goodbye to my old self.
That one's not there anymore. It went up in the fire, probably, payphone.
I was relieved to hear that one, though, because a lot of these were really sad.
I bet.
And this one was so positive. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was kind of cool, but I was also a little relieved to hear, someone's finally saying goodbye to something that they are happy to get rid of.
And so I read the slug here, by the way, and I thought it said father because it says, the way that you typed it out is man says goodbye, and we only see a certain amount of the words on the screen. And it says to old fat, and I thought it was father because, but he was
to
actually
old fat self, to old I fat think self, is what
right.
I
But this one is to a mom.
Mom, I didn't get the chance to say anything to you. The morning you passed, the night before we actually argued about grades, I was in middle school. And you were upset about my grades, and you thought that I might kind of squander my education, things like that. But I think you'd be pretty proud if you could see where I'm at now. It's not the best in the world, but I did something with my life. So I love you, and I miss you, And this has been a long overdue goodbye. I hope you're doing well.
I mean, that one's really
emotional. I don't know
emotional.
If I could take
wow.
this. Well,
I mean, that wow. is so people are looking at these signs and they're like, okay, they're spilling their guts in some situations. This is a guy who says goodbye to his late brother.
I want to say goodbye to my brother, Emerson. Man, it's just too much. It's a lot. I wish I could say. I wish I could run a lot of shit back, but I can't. I can't even say it. I could just move forward, so I really can't.
Yeah, that one, that's Oof. A real sad one. This one is saying goodbye to, this one's more positive because she says goodbye to a disease.
Hi there. Thank you for creating the goodbye line. I'd like to share a little story. I went to a tropical place and picked up a tropical disease, and it's been a very long journey in getting rid of this tropical disease. And I just found out today that the disease, which is called leishmaniasis, is now gone from my body, so I'd like to say goodbye to that wretched thing and move on with my life and see more beautiful tropical places once again. Bye.
How about awesome? That's pretty awesome, right?
It's interesting, too, that they made it the goodbye line so that people could interpret that whatever way they'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's wide interpretation. In fact, here's our favorite, maybe.
Hey, Raquel, you was always a bitch, and I'm glad you did. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okie dokie.
That's one way to use the goodbye line. We're coming back with more on a Wednesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show.
Traffic from the 97.1 FM Talk Traffic Center.
We've got volume up north, eastbound 270. There was an earlier accident east of the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and it's all unwinding now that the accident has been cleared, but it's still slowing back through 367. The other serious jams we have, just like yesterday and Monday, are headed for the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got 6440 back near Compton. And this is a parking lot. 44 is back near Grand, all due to road work on the bridge itself. 5564 on the Poplar Street Bridge through a part of East St. Louis. They're hopefully going to have that reopened by tomorrow. Now, there was an accident, and people are using the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge as an alternate. So it's jammed as well. Southbound 55, the usual volume. South of Arsenal, down through Bates, southbound 270. Now, that's some slow pockets approaching Olive. We had an accident reported near Manchester. And out west, 70 slows approaching K, 6440 slowing at Highway N. This report brought to you by Artistic Decks. I'm Sue Thomas, and that's traffic on 97.1 FM Talk.
Artistic Decks. Making your dream deck affordable for more than 20 plus years. Craft your deck with the highest quality materials with precision attention. Be the envy of the neighborhood. 314-280-0821. 314-280-0821. ArtisticDecks.net.
If you do not have a Generac home standby generator, I want to guide you into, at the very least, a free estimate from Generator Supercenter of St. Louis. They would love to help you out. Do not be that person that gets to the next spring storm or tornado with power lines that go down, or even in the middle of the summer when, you know, the power grid cannot handle all of the demand. Generator Supercenter has a store here in Chesterfield, but even if you just go to the website, generatorsupercenter.com, generatorsupercenter.stlouis.com, they can help you out with a free estimate. And Generac's the number one brand in the nation. These are not portable generators, really, really good, high quality. They'll kick in as soon as that power goes off, and you are just a phone call away from a free estimate. So at least take a look at this, because we know that there are long outages, severe storms. If you live down in Florida with hurricanes, we have ice storms here in the Midwest, blown transformers, construction, all those things affect the ability for your house or your business to have energy. You can do something about it with Generator Supercenter. They're the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. A free estimate is a phone call away at 499-2020, 499-2020, or generatorsupercenterofstlouis.com.
Without hesitation, recommend that anybody work with ThrottleNet. The experience will be as good as it's been for us, for anybody, because you'll get a true partnership and you'll be able to rest easy that you're going to get the service that you need while they're also doing all those things that you don't want to have to think about, that you don't want to have to worry about. They're always doing that in the background for you.
Don't wait for your next IT crisis. If your business depends on technology, you need a partner that's got your back. Contact ThrottleNet.com to get a free IT evaluation and see how we can support your IT everything.
Have you been injured injured in an accident? You need a personal injury law firm that wins. Onder wins. For over 100 years, we've been fighting and winning for St. Louis. $5 billion in negotiated settlements? We've got it. $300 million in verdicts? Done. Voted best law firm by STL Today, 2 years in a row. Onder wins all the time. Car accident, trucking accident, workplace injury. No matter the case, let Onder win for you. When the stakes are high, we're the team you can trust. Wondering what your case is worth? Call now for a free consultation. And remember, we don't get paid unless you win. Dial 314 or 618 9000000. That's 9, then all zeros. Or visit OnderWins.com today. Onder Law. Winning is what we do.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Past results afford no guarantee of future results. Every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
When you're approaching retirement, there are a lot of questions to answer. Do you have enough money to fund your income for life? How should you claim Social Security? And what's your plan for health care and long-term care? Hi, I'm Eric Robert, Director of Investments with the ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stifel and host of On the Money Saturday mornings at 11 on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't leave your retirement to chance. It's crucial to understand and address relevant risks before you retire. Our team can help you get organized, guide you through critical retirement decisions, and create an investment portfolio designed around your needs. To schedule your free retirement plan consultation, go to clearpathinvesting.com. That's clearpathinvesting.com. Or call us at 636-695-2650. That's clearpathinvesting.com or 636-695-2650. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Men, are you just not feeling it? Could be your testosterone. U.S. Men's Medical Center in St. Peter's helps men experiencing loss of energy, focus, concentration, and low libido. Check out the testimonials at usmensmedicalcenter.com. Patients are excited about feeling great, having energy, improved libido. Plus, they love the staff and the fact that they accept all insurance, including Medicare. Spring's coming. Enjoy it. Call U.S. Men's Medical Center at 636-244-5333. usmensmedicalcenter.com. Renewal by Anderson is the number one window and door brand for customer service. Find out why Renewal by Anderson has the most five-star reviews in St. Louis at rbastl.com or call 314-332-1924. rbastl.com or 314-332-1924.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
State Representative David Castile.
We need local government partnering, not running employers out of the city. We need them to appreciate the investment opportunity that those guys brings to the table.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 to 9. The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Cut the lawn today. That wasn't easy because of all the rain, and it was pretty thick. Thanks to my Scott's lawn care supplies, Alex Rich.
Dude, my yard is looking better than ever. I planted the seed. Well, I did it back in the fall, but then I did it again here in the spring. You can noticeably tell that my yard looks better than everybody else's on the block. Because I did the same thing earlier this week. I went out there. I was cutting the grass. And, man, it's the Scott's has it looking right.
Well, they delivered my mulch yesterday, so I have to do the mulching. But I can actually tell the difference in the seeds. I use the Scott's seed in the fall, and it's the grass is brighter green. You can literally see on my grass where the old grass is versus the new.
It looks great.
New.
And, and mine's super thick compared to every year. It's like I get excited about this time of the year because you try year after year after year to make the grass thicker and more full and less dead spots, right? And I think I'm finally there. I've lived in my house now about 7 years.
No, it's a never-ending challenge.
And it's a never-ending challenge, and I'm excited. I'm waiting to put my mulch down, though, but they've delivered it. They put it on my driveway. Ace Hardware brought it all over, and they just delivered it right to me. I didn't even have to do anything, and I think that's the hardest part about the whole thing.
Sue, do you have a nice yard at your new house? I've seen a lot of the pictures of the interior, but I haven't seen the yard.
Yeah, yes, it's pretty good. There's a lot of trees in the back, so there's always a challenge trying to get sunshine to the grass. Nope, we have a patio.
All right,
yeah.
But the shade does kind of throw you. But this seed, the Scott seed, it's got the.
It's got grows the shade
well. Well, it's got you got a little bit of a mix between the sun and the shade. It does well in both.
That's good.
Because I got a spot in the back that kind of floods a little bit, but it's also shaded. The grass is growing great.
I can't wait to have 1 yard. The end.
Hey, what's your, here's a, I'll segue here. What's your water pressure like in the new house, Sue?
Oh, that's a weird question. The
it's
answer
go somewhere.
Is
I'm heading somewhere with it.
Fair question.
It's fine. They actually found an issue with it and repaired it when they were redoing some of the plumbing. So we're good to go.
So I love high pressure shower, and this is going to be weird, but I'm just going to tell you right now that in my home, I don't like my shower pressure in the master bedroom, and it's better in the basement. So mm-hmm. I shower every time
in the
I
basement.
Go in the basement.
Do you bring your clothes down there with you? Or do you just come all the way up?
It depends. It's you know,
depends
who's
home.
Maybe we don't want to know that.
It does depend on who's home. But you know, Trump's been out there over the course of years, literally. I think this even goes back to the first administration, talking about the water pressure issue. So he literally signed with Will Scharf an executive order on this today.
What?
You don't get water. It's ridiculous.
So with this executive order, we're effectively going to be reversing that set of regulations to ensure that Americans have choice in the consumer market. If they want a low-flow showerhead, they can buy one. If they want a real-deal showerhead, nobody wants. They should have the ability to
come. No, I'm with Trump. They don't want that.
You buy a new house, you pay a lot of money, and the developers, you're not allowed to do anything more. They put restrictors on. They used to have a restrictor where you could take it out, but now they weld it in. And you take a shower or wash your hands, whatever you do, including dishwashers where no water comes out. But you wash your hands, and in my case, I like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair. I have to stand under the shower for 15 minutes till it gets wet. It comes out drip, drip, drip. It's ridiculous. And what you do is you end up washing your hands 5 times longer. So it's the same water. And we're going to open it up so that people can live. And we're going to hopefully have Congress approve it so it's memorialized. We're going to try and get all of these things, including straws, a little thing like straws. We did straws.
Going after straws.
Where the paper straws were melting. They were dissolving. They weren't working well. And we went back to the plastic straws. We're going to get Congress to memorialize just about everything we've done here because most of it's common sense.
I'm not sure memorialize was the right word. But so I love that soundbite because it really, and just bear with me here, it is a perfect encapsulation of everything that Trump is because he exaggerates so much in that. I love his point and I agree with him. But we're not washing our hands 5 times longer because of water pressure. And by the way, the dishwasher technology is actually pretty advanced and it uses very little water and the pressure is high. But on the shower stuff, I'm completely with it.
Yeah.
And this is why I had to get a new washing machine because they were doing it there. It's this low. Right. You could barely get any water in there and it doesn't do anything. Speed Queen is the answer.
This is, I mean, I don't mean to take it back to the yard, but my cousin just moved into a house and he cannot even get the sprinkler to reach half of his yard because the water pressure just doesn't catch any of it.
Okay, look, the bottom line is if he fixes this problem and then maybe he makes the Monday after the Super Bowl holiday, he might be in there for a third term. I don't know. I'm just thinking he might be heading in that direction. Alex, great to see you.
We'll talk to you.
Have a good week. We have traffic coming up and then our third hour here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll get back into the mayor's race with Jeff Smith at 525. So, pick
me up a little higher. Get more at 971talk.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.